Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Should I end?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
After so many trials and tribulations, we did this.
It's been a journey.
I know. Oh, Anchor. If you ever want to sponsor us.
For our troubles.
I know. We have the hardest time trying to figure out how to join this conversation together on an iPad. But at least we have iPads.
Yeah.
And they're pros.
Because we're the pros. Oh, boy. So, let's get this party started.
Yes.
Gosh, I feel like we need, theme song music, or was it interlude music?
How do you even do that? Do you see things on your side?
No.
Oh, well.
I guess for the first episode, we could make up our own.
I mean, do you, edit this after? Is that how that works?
I guess so.
Huh.
We'll figure it out in post, like every editor says. Oh, man.
This is the music. yes, the doo-doo-doo-doos. Yeah.
Jazzy. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I want to say this has been a long time coming, but we literally thought of this idea, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
About a week ago!
No, I was about to do
that. Oh, gosh. Wow, how do people, just do this? This is...
Ooh. How do people speak? I don't know.
I know. Especially with this whole quarantine thing, I feel like I don't know how to talk anymore.
Honestly, same. I feel like once I see people in person again, I'm just going to be, an awkward person. I'm okay with people, on the phone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still not good either, but...
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be, an awkward taco. Or, wait, those TikToks where, they're trying to talk to the person,
wait, what TikToks are those?
Oh, basically, they're okay, for example, there was some guy eating spaghetti at a restaurant, and then...
As one does, yes.
Exactly. Spaghetti. And he didn't know how to interact with the waiter when the waiter came by, and then he just randomly, spazzed and, dropped all his spaghetti, and he was trying
to...
I know!
That poor spaghetti.
I know! I mean, I guess there's a 5-second rule for a reason, but that's how corona spreads! Oh, gosh. Yeah, yesterday I went out doing DoorDash, and for our fans out there, yes, I do DoorDash, risking my life for hungry, hungry hoes.
Yes.
basically. yesterday especially was rough because I went to Chili's and I love that there was a sign from, the Office episode that was like, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, and I was like, baby back, baby.
Wait.
What?
Why don't I remember that?
Really?
No.
Chili's baby back ribs.
I remember the Kit Kat bar thing.
Oh, but... my God. We need a recap.
I know.
Gotta watch it all over again.
I guess so.
I know. Oh, my God.
It's still on Netflix, right?
Yes, That was sad. I actually had to think about it because Netflix has been taking off all my shows. So, I mean, exactly. I don't know anymore.
Okay. Well, I guess I can rewatch it. There's time.
Do it. I think they end, or I think they, like, stop next year. They'll get rid of it. So, you have some time. My mom's actually, I'm so proud of her. She has like two more seasons to go, and I'm kind of just telling her, you know, you don't have to watch it.
But you should.
I know you should, but the last episode's great. So, but yeah, actually that reminds me, I just finished watching Parks and Rec.
Already?
Yeah. I don't know how to feel.
Was it good?
I enjoyed it. Like, I don't know. I was expecting to be sadder at the end. Like, it was a nice ending, but I was also like, man, I wanted to be sad, but I really couldn't. I feel like if it ended, what was it, the sixth season, I probably would have cried.
Yeah.
Because that felt more, I don't know, put together. The seventh season, like, oh my god.
What was that?
Oh, I thought I stopped recording. I freaked out. I was like, what did I do? I'm on a different app.
I just heard a thud and I was like, hello.
We're good.
I thought you dropped the iPad.
Oh, okay. So, not gonna lie, I actually did that earlier today. This is my case. I do. Luckily, we have rugs. So
okay. But we're still. Okay.
I know. I'm like, don't want to deal with that. Yeah. But yeah, Parks and Rec. Like, the seventh season, it was good. Like, it was good, like, closure, but I feel like it also wasn't needed at the same time.
Okay.
So. But I love Parks and Rec. And my mom was watching it kind of with me. And she was like, oh my gosh, everyone's in this show. And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, I like this show. And I'm like, good. Watch it.
I know I think my brother watches Parks and Rec. I could be wrong. Oh my gosh. I've only seen like an episode or two.
Yeah, it took me a while to like get into it. But I was like, no. Because I remember when it first came out, gosh, when was it? Middle school for me?
Dang.
I remember the first episode coming out.
That's weird to think about.
Exactly. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was this old. I know. But yeah, so basically, oh man. I remember when that came out because literally I was like, I'm literally trying to think through this. It was Apple, yeah. It was like something going on. They were like, yeah, you could get a free episode of Parks and Rec. And at the time, I kind of knew Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, maybe this will be funny. And I downloaded that pilot episode on my little iPod Nano.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. I was like, wow, that's really bringing things back.
Dang.
So when I watched the first episode this time, I was like, wow, I remember watching this on a tinier screen.
A very tiny screen.
Exactly. Oh, that's so sad.
We've come so far.
I know. Technology. We have it.
Wow.
What will we do with it?
Yes.
I feel like the next show I kind of need to watch is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now
I gotta finish that show.
Same. It's like, I watched like the first two seasons when it first came out, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Then I stopped.
Exactly. So. I think after like sophomore year, I just kind of stopped.
It's like, what show? Mm-hmm. And then it was funny when I was living in St. Petersburg after our whole coronavirus kickout thing from school. That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was living in St. Pete, like, Ashley and her husband, it was funny, I was watching Parks and Rec, and then all I hear from their room is, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's all I'd hear from, like, you know, Flavia that year.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Flavia, Zach, yes. Oh my goodness. They were so obsessed with that show.
I know.
iconic. But The Office. Oh, The Office. Oh, my mom also told me that she was super sad. She, when Michael left, she didn't think it was for real. She was like, I thought he was just, you know, going on his honeymoon and we'll come back.
I wish.
I know.
That, like, that would have made sense, you know, if it's like a small break.
Yeah.
Is that when Will Ferrell came in? I forget.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, oh, when Will Ferrell had his injury, that could have been when he came back. I don't
know. I know. I don't. See, it's weird because I. I feel like it's so sad because I could see Will Ferrell being on the show.
Yeah.
Like, an unpopular opinion.
I guess so, but not like a replacement. Except.
Yeah. Like, he's a nice, like, leeway to something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. To Carell coming back. But then, yeah, then he just got all stupid. And then I was like, this was better when. Yeah, no. Stop right here.
Exactly.
But yeah, and then, I don't know, then my mom was like, I don't know how I feel about, like, Andy being the boss. So.
That too. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember how I felt about that, to be honest, when I first watched it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I really don't know how they went on for, like, 3 more seasons. Because I remember when I was first watching The Office, and I was like, how am I going to keep going with this? There's no Michael. I don't, this doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we probably spoiled so much for people that haven't seen The Office or Parks and Rec.
I mean, I don't think they'll really understand, except for the fact that, you know, what we said about Michael.
Exactly. Prepare, he dies.
Oh my god. No, he does not. The show does. Well,
okay. Just that's so true. Oh man. I mean, that's kind of like, okay, we're gonna like embark on another spoiler, but when I was watching Parks and Rec, I had the same thing kind of happen, I think 2 seasons before the, or no, I think it was like the 5th season, and there were like 2 more seasons mm-hmm. later. Yeah. But like the 2 like kind of main characters, I mean, not really, they were like side characters, but still they were so fantastic.
Yeah.
they left to like go have a baby, but in real life they were like, we're not coming back. And I'm like,
why?
Exactly. I mean, the show was still good without them, so I mean, at least it didn't really downfall, but I don't know, it still fell off. I was like, how dare you? Like, I don't know. Exactly. Exactement. Rubbish. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know how to feel about, like, shows replacing characters and stuff in general.
I don't like it.
I know. As we can see from that 70s show.
Oh my gosh. What was his name again? I forget it. I always forget his name.
That's because he's, like, not rememberable.
Rememberable.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he sure is not rememberable.
Not a word.
That is what you said, right?
Yes. Because I'm a big goof. can't continue. Oh my gosh. But yeah, basically, now I'm trying to actually remember his name. Why even put my brain through this torture?
Mm-hmm. Randy?
No.
Oh,
Randy, yeah!
I don't know what came to my head. It just did.
Even his name's gross. Sorry for anyone named Randy, but...
Only no one named.
Oh! Yeah, hi, Randy!
You cool.
You the best!
Best Randy I know.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah. Oh, man. I don't know why they... And then it took me a while to realize that he was, in real life, was, like, Seth Meyers' brother.
Really?
And I was like, yeah!
That's weird.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Seth Meyers. Your brother's not funny.
In the show, at least.
You are on the other hand. Yeah. I was like, you are on the other hand. That's mm-hmm. cool. I mean, actually, it was weird, because I remember seeing, like, well, Seth Meyers and his brother were both on, like, the Mindy Project, so, I mean, on different times,
yeah.
But it was weird seeing Randy, because he had short hair.
How short?
And it was, like, I guess, like, a normal haircut.
Whoa.
But I was just used to him with, like, his long, girly hair.
Dang.
I know, it was... Oh, gosh. It was a whole thing. I was like... Apparently, he played, like, a prostitute that played piano.
Wow.
And then...
How beautiful.
Exactly. And then I think he fell in love with Mindy. I don't know. It was a whole mess. And then the guy, Danny, was like, you brought a prostitute to my home.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know. It was a whole thing. I was like, okay. Yeah. Mindy Project is chaotic. And then talk about shows that, you know, lose characters. Literally, okay, I really don't understand why people, like, lose their main characters. And they're like, yeah, our show can go
nope.
on. No.
It can, but it won't be successful.
Exactly. Like, you brought your legacy to the toilet. Mm-hmm. You know, the few shows that didn't replace people...
Friends. Exactly.
Frasier.
Uh-huh. Ugh. What else?
I know, I'm trying to think.
Frasier.
When I forgot every show I
know.
Third Rock from the Sun. It's a good show.
That is true. Young and Hungry.
Oh, but I wish it just wasn't canceled.
I know.
Like, I understand.
The ending was not fulfilling at all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know the answer.
I just wanted to know, like, would she marry him? Or take the job in Seattle?
Or both?
Why not both?
I feel like I have to look up fan fictions of it just to see, like, what people wrote. And choose whichever one fits best, then I'll be like, all right, I'll accept it.
Oh my gosh, just satisfy your yeah. soul.
I've been rewatching it again, and it's so easy to finish it in like 2 days. I don't know.
Honestly, though, yeah, it goes by so fast, especially like when I'm nonchalantly like watching it before I go to bed,
yeah.
and then I'm like, oh,
and it's over.
Yikes. Or at least, like, I heard that. They were supposed to do a movie.
Oh?
And then, yeah. And then I wish that they just did that then. Then I'd be like, fine.
I know. At least it would have, like... I feel like movies are, you know, they have to have an ending, so... Unless it's, like, Infinity War and, you know, there's gonna be another part. But...
Oh my gosh. Me thinking about Infinity War. So, like, that's it. That's all the Avengers.
That's the world currently.
I mean...
Half of us just gone.
You're not wrong.
Sadly.
We're all turning into dust. And then, oh my gosh, basically, Our whole life right now is a TV show.
Honestly. Like, you forget that it's real.
Exactly. Like, okay, this was, like, really odd. So, it was, like, 2 a.m. And I don't know why. I was just, like, on YouTube, like, watching news stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm just watching this speech of Trump in front of, like, an American flag. And he's just like, yes, so we're going to, like, open up back in business.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and we're open.
And I'm going to add that.
And, okay, the stupidest thing that he said was, like, oh, you know, kids can go back to school because it's only, like, killing the, you know, people that aren't that healthy or the old. Like, that's what kind of disease it is. No. And I'm like, like, have you not seen the people? Like, there's, like, little kids with, like, the rashes.
Yeah, like, something. It's morphing or something. Like, there's a different thing affecting the kids that is connected to coronavirus, so.
I cannot. But then his thing was like, hey, if we make how did he name it? Super duper missile?
What is that supposed to do? What kind of missile?
If we escape on the missile to outer space, we can escape Corona.
Wait, is that what it was? Like,
no, I don't know what it is.
Like, okay, I'm gonna look it up as you say things, but Trump missile. So I like that it really is called super duper missile.
Exactly. It sounds like an fifth grade science project. Yeah.
So is it even related to coronavirus or is it just
no?
So it's like a military thing?
Yeah, for the stupid space force.
Why do we need a space force right now? That's like the least, like, I mean, if we end up having, like, a world in space that we live on, maybe, but that's probably not going to happen for so long, if it ever does.
I know. Like, I mean, isn't NASA already kind of looking into a whole new world on space?
I know they talked about living, was it on Mars? I don't know. Living in space eventually, but another thing I'll look up.
When can we?
Living in space. When?
Reality TV show on the moon.
So, I don't
taste the information. Yes, yes.
Okay, so I only see one article.
Mm-hmm.
From when was this?
Yesterday.
Well, they say there is possible to have a lunar base completed as early as 2024.
What?
But it basically says, will humans be living in space in the next 50 years? But I don't think that means people would live there yet. I mean, I don't know when it was, but I remember people talking about, like, if there was, like, a trial to live over there, that they wouldn't come back or something. I don't know. But, which makes sense, because that must take a long time to even get there.
But that's true. If they ever need someone to test it out, I would gladly test it out.
What if you don't make it, though?
It was worth it. I am obsessed with space, as we can see from my thesis, mm-hmm. which I feel like is poop now looking at it. But wait, did you see that that space thing I sent you
from that one person?
Yeah, I was exactly. It was literally my thesis, but like 10 times better.
It was just like doodles that she had added to it, though, right?
Yeah, and then she made her own set and things and made it look like she was actually in space.
I mean, but she's been doing that for like how long?
I don't know. I mean, she does work with companies.
So she just has a little more experience. Doesn't mean you can't do that.
That is true. breathes heavily. Oh gosh. But yeah. But yeah, see, okay. I just don't understand the Space Force, and I'm actually glad that they're making a TV show and with like Steve Carell of all people.
Exactly, that makes it already sound fun.
Exactly. And how crazy all of this is. If Michael Scott can be in the Space Force.
Wouldn't it be funny if it actually was Michael Scott?
Right? Oh my gosh. But I also feel like this is great for him because he hasn't been on TV or anything for like how long?
I mean, he's been doing like serious stuff like the past few years. I haven't watched it.
That's not who he is. Same. I always pass by like on Amazon Prime that Beautiful Boy movie with him and Timothy Chalamet or whatever. Everyone's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I should watch it, and then I don't. But I don't know, I just don't understand, because I'm like, okay, we already have the Air Force, which technically, you could, from the Air Force, you can get into NASA and become an astronaut, so what does the Space Force even do?
Like, they wouldn't even be able to do anything for so long, because, I don't know, there's no real reason to fight or like have an army in space right now. I don't know.
That is true.
Not unless they're like doing things from up there down to Earth, but they have machines for that. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I started thinking, I was like, what if, and I would believe this though, what if Trump was like, we need a Space Force because now there are aliens.
With the whole, like,
that they just declared.
Oh, the, what are the, UFO thing?
Yeah! So we need to fight the UFO.
I could see him doing that. We got to take down the aliens.
Yes, yes.
If anything, they'd take him first and then leave.
Take your leader.
Take the natural born alien.
Is he natural born? Oh, okay, sorry. My brain had a problem. You're right. Actually, that brings up a good thing that I thought of when I was making my bomb iced coffee this morning. So I told my mom, like, you know, I was just casually brewing some coffee, obsessed much. And I told her, I was like, hey, you know what's an interesting thought? What if, okay, because he keeps denying that this coronavirus is a thing. So what if, you know, really he has the coronavirus and the coronavirus is just making him stupid, more stupid. So,
if he has like a mutated version that affects his brain, then I guess.
Exactly.
But then that means he's had it for a very long time.
Oh my god. Maybe, oh my god, maybe he's the reason we all have it.
The whole world?
Yes! He's ruined, he's corrupted this whole world anyway. So I'm
true.
Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. And then my friend Miriam in Texas. Hi, Miriam. she never fails to bring it up to me. She's like, "Oh, you dated a Trump supporter."
My gosh.
How did you do that? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't even know myself right now because it just makes me want to burn. But that is a whole other podcast.
Exactly.
That is, oh gosh. Words. Oh man. Gosh, should I be like, time for a quick advertising commercial break? Da 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 da.
Hey, 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 hey,
It sounds like a deeper version of Michael Jackson's Hee Hee. It's but our advertisement is brought to you by
Michael Jackson.
He's alive.
He's alive, and he is me.
What? He turned Puerto Rican.
You know what's weird? Like, when I lived in Germany, there was a kid that used to call me Michael Jackson. I don't remember why. His name was Jesse, and I don't know, he would just, like, kind of tease me sometimes, and I remember one of the nicknames he had for me was, like, Michael Jackson. There had to be a reason. I don't remember it, though. But.
What the heck?
I am Michael Jackson, I guess, so.
Wow. You said it so casually, like, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm telling you, I'm Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I may not be able to moonwalk anymore, but I am Michael Jackson. And I don't have skates, but I am Michael Jackson.
I mean, if you go into the Space Force and go into the moon, then you can moonwalk.
Right. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what this whole Space Force is for.
To dance.
I don't know why I picture, like, High School Musical, but, like, on the moon.
That's where they get dance battle from. You're not battling with weapons, you're dancing with your body. That's
things that make you go,
If that was truly a way to win wars.
I honestly wish.
I would lose, but.
I mean, your dad would obviously win. He would win us some wars.
You're right. But he's getting older, so he doesn't.
You're right. Tell Yaz Dad, do this soon. Mayday.
Exactly. We gotta win these wars.
Exactly. And then he can retire.
Mm-hmm. He'll pull a muscle and then that's his retirement day.
Oh my god. I just pictured him like breakdancing like on his head and he like gets up and he's like, oh, my balance. My balance. I don't know.
Making him sound like he's like an 80-year-old.
I feel like I make anyone sound like, okay, I feel like I make anyone that's like a year older than me and older sound like they're like 100.
Are you saying I'm 100?
Sure.
Wow.
But I will be there soon. Right now I'm 90.
You're right.
And Jacob turned 110.
He did. Little old boy.
If anyone who, I know. Your boy.
My little old boy.
I imagine you guys being like literally 100 and you're like, my little old boy.
My little old boy. Hey boy.
You're like, pass me that TV remote. No, that's what I'm going to say to my future husband. It's going to be amazing.
Pass me that TV remote. Wow, true love.
I love I also sound country right now, too, but I know we live in the South, but, like, I hate living in the South, so.
So you're gonna live there, what, for, like, not long, and your accent's just gonna change entirely.
Mm-hmm. It's, oh, gosh. Well, that's, like, I started thinking, like, that's, like, a weird thing that I've realized. I'm like, why don't I have a country accent?
Well, I mean, you didn't grow up in a country location.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to stop with, you didn't grow up in a country.
You grew up nowhere, Lyra.
Wait, isn't that, like, a TikTok where they find, like, Disappointment Island or something?
I've never seen that one.
Oh, well, maybe that's where I grew up.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that is
like,
true.
You grew up north, so.
Yeah, because as our dear listeners will soon to find out about us.
Yeah.
So, me, the black girl in the picture.
You don't have a picture right now, but yes.
Yes. soon. Oh my gosh, who's texting me? Oh my god! Oh,
Alex, so popular, Lyra.
Oh, not really. yeah, so basically, I grew up in Virginie, the
land of virgins.
Yeah, it's a lie because I'm not a virgin. Oh no, scandal!
Oh my gosh.
Okay, but I feel okay. Off topic though, like even though I'm technically not a virgin, but I feel like one because I haven't gotten this stuff done in, like a few years now. So time to get cracking.
Oh my god!
I can't because Corona.
When you said get cracking, I don't know. I just imagined like your whole body cracking in the process. Every movement, just like a walnut, just smashed. That's where my mind goes.
I have no words. That is virginity 101. Mm-hmm. Being a walnut.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
That's how I picture it.
Imagine that's what teachers teach their kids in sex ed. Yeah, so.
But they have like a sledgehammer and they're like smashing these walnuts. They're like, don't do it, kid.
I'm sorry, but I also just like pictured, you know, because they are walnuts and they'll be like, okay, so like these are your nuts.
Oh man, so it's to scare of the guys.
I know. Wait, oh my gosh, what were we talking about? What were we talking about, you growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
You're saying that's not how you learned in school, Lyra?
Gosh, I wish it was. My sex ed teacher, and honestly, I don't think, okay, also, like, Stafford County Public Schools, yes, that's where I grew up. Yes, I'll expose them. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They did a terrible job at being a public school facility place. Yes, don't go there to learn. Because okay.
I won't. I don't want to go back to high school.
Oh, yeah, don't do it. Just don't.
Okay.
You're a college graduate, Yasmin. Oh, there's no reason.
Disgusting. I mean, yay.
You say disgusting. Oh, my God. It was. High school is disgusting. Yeah, basically, my teacher, he kind of reminds me now of, like, Ron Swanson. Like, he was, like, very tall, but instead of, like, a full head of hair, he was bald, but he had, like, a thick mustache.
Okay.
And, I don't know, he liked me the best, which was weird, because I did nothing. But also, I was sporty at the time, so maybe I ran a lot. I don't know.
Maybe it was also your personality.
Meh. I can't even get men to like me because my personality. I mean, I don't think so.
I mean, that was a man.
Okay,
not
but like.
Grim.
Which will also lead to our dad culture in another episode.
Oh boy.
So basically, he liked me. I think it was because of my project I did on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just using clips of TV shows where they did drugs, like that 70s show.
Mm-hmm.
For example. And then and that was a whole thing. So, and he's like, I want a copy of it, and I was like, okay, here you go.
Who knows, he uses it every year.
I mean, I would be proud of that, but then also I never saw that, like, gym teacher again. Also because our stupid school decided, hey, you don't need gym anymore after sophomore year.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I have never heard of a school not having gym.
Yeah, our school system wouldn't have, I mean.
Is that legal?
But Probably not.
But, I know people take away, art stuff, which isn't good either.
No.
But, gym?
I know. I
Let's
mean,
all rather... get chonky.
I mean, yeah. Our school system was so bad, like I said. Luckily for me, junior year I did lacrosse, so that was basically my gym.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I was not prepared for it trying out because, yeah. Oof.
Wait.
But yeah. So,
was it after sophomore year you just stopped, or was it after your sophomore year they took away gym completely?
Oh, they took away gym. That's completely. So weird. It was even during sophomore year, gym was spotty because some weeks you would be having gym, but then some weeks you would be having driver's ed classes.
Hmm.
Which was that weird. Is weird. So yeah. And then some other classes you might be having health. Or I think that was freshman, but
interesting.
Yeah, see, isn't that beautiful? My health class, I don't remember him really teaching us much. Basically, I think the whole gist of was don't get pregnant, kind of that Mean Girls thing, don't do it. And that was kind
of I imagine that, but with the walnuts.
Don't do it. See, that's the only way to
exactly
learn.
Exactly.
But no, everyone in my high school got pregnant.
Pregante?
Pregante.
Pregnant?
Pregnante.
I don't, my health class was also, I only had health 1 year in Germany my sophomore year, I believe. But we didn't learn about all that stuff. It was, basic health things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, a semester for health and then PE. So I didn't have to take gym anymore after sophomore year because I already had the credits. But I don't know. Then again, it was different schools.
What a time.
I'm sure if I went to, the high school that I graduated from for health, I probably would have learned about all that stuff. But
what is sex?
That's what that is.
See, it's sad because literally I just had to learn from experience, and that was just how that was.
I mean, I feel like that's supposed to be normal, isn't it?
I guess so. But then also, I don't understand why virginity, I sound like a proper English woman. It's such a weird concept. Thought you were this old when you lost it. La la la. And I'm like, who cares?
I mean, if you're 12, then I'd be
I'm concerned for you. No. Which is sad because I know there are people that have done that when they were 13. And I'm like,
but it shouldn't matter if you haven't
Exactly. Because I didn't do anything until I was 20, so... Mm-hmm. But also, no one loved me until I was 20, so...
If I slap you through a podcast.
What?
Virtual slap.
I felt it.
Good.
Oh, no, I'm
hurt. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. But yeah, I don't understand why it's such a big deal. No. Because I'll get into that whole other episode.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, Stafford. It's weird because I feel like after I moved I missed it more. But then also every time I come back I'm like, I miss you, but also I'm done here. This is okay. Yeah. And then I found out that my friend back home, Shaylee, is teaching, oh my gosh, I forgot what school. She hasn't called me in so long. But yeah, I'm tired. I went to bed at 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I can't sleep at all during quarantine. But yeah, she's teaching at like this one school that I've never heard of. So I must be new, I guess. So yeah. But I hope she has a great time. And yeah, I hope she gets paid a lot. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Because I don't know why teachers don't get paid a lot, because literally they're looking after little gremlins.
True. Honestly.
Like, I give props to her. I give props to my grandma for dealing with that, because my grandma used to be a teacher. Just know.
I feel like that's partially why I could never, like, because I kind of want to teach people art sometimes, but not as a, like, not in a school. Because, like, when you're forced to teach people art that don't want to learn art, it's, like, you won't, I don't know. It's from experience of, like, being in high school or middle school with other people that, like, hated being there. Mm-hmm. It's, like, not as enjoyable to teach people that don't want to learn it, I guess.
And they're, like, what am I doing with my career? Yeah. Well, that's valid. I mean, like, I felt, like, a long time ago, like, going to some sort of like country or whatever and like teach like little kids art, because I think like little kids, especially like maybe like fifth or sixth graders, are at the age where they're like, we're open to learning crafty things. So yeah, so like it would be cool to teach little kids like photography.
That's true.
And, yeah, I mean, it'll be cool to teach like anyone photography, really. Also, anyone who doesn't know me, I'm a photographer, blah, blah, blah.
And I don't know what I am, but I'm an artist.
She's like, I art.
I don't know what I am specifically.
Like, I graduated from art.
Yes.
Our resumes. They're wonderful. But yeah, so basically, like, I mean, I'd like to teach anyone photography, but then also I feel like I'd be, like, intimidated, say, like, if it were, like, you know, our teacher Noelle, our photography teacher, she was so cool, and, like, I really vibed off of her, like, she gave me so much advice. But basically, yeah, I don't know how I could teach people my age.
Yeah, that... Because, I don't know, it's like you said, like, kids and stuff, it makes sense because they are open to learning things. And that's when they kind of discover what they like. But
exactly.
But, like, let's say, like, late middle school or, like, high school. High school especially.
High school and middle school are, like, little terrors.
Exactly. Like, I'd be terrified.
Like, I know. Like, I remember...
The only exception is, like, how some schools have, like... Because, like, I didn't know what IB classes were until, like, my fourth high school in Florida. And, like, that... I was put into an IB class, even though I hadn't taken IB ever before. So, technically, I was, like, an exception. But, luckily, that was, like, a class that people wanted to take art. So, I was like, okay.
You're like, I fit in. Yeah. I belong.
So, if it was, like, the normal art class, then it was probably different. Mm-hmm. But...
That makes sense. It was kind of like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I literally forgot I was in like college course level classes in high school. Because I was in AP US History. Oh my gosh, that was the worst. But yeah, I was in IB Music, and it was okay. I was in that because it was like a 2-year course. So... it's sad. I literally forgot all we did.
Dang. I mean, it's been a while if you think about it.
Oh my gosh. It's been like 5 years.
Disgusting.
No. Oh my gosh. That was 5 to 6 years ago.
We're old. Stops recording. Ends now. Throws iPad across the room.
Just like, how
broken like
you?
My soul.
Oh my gosh, we've been through a lot, man. Right. Ooh,
gosh. Can you believe, like, 9 years ago we were like freshmen in high school?
See, I wish you could see my face because I'm literally making like a disgusting
9 years ago.
Oh my god, that's a decade ago. We started high school a decade ago.
That's like, oh my,
how do people just grow up?
I don't know.
I don't know. So like, it baffles me, like, when I think about middle school, because I feel like all these things feel like they happened yesterday, and then they're like, oh no, that was like, you know, 15,
oh
20
my
years
god.
Ago.
I just ruined things for you. So weird. It's like, I feel like when I was, I remember a lot when I was like 15 and stuff, and that's weird to think of stuff being 15 years ago.
Exactly. It doesn't feel like it's 15 years ago. I should ask my mom about this. Like, so how do you feel?
like a dark hole. She starts staring into the dark abyss, like you don't hear from her.
She's like, I don't know.
Flashbacks of life.
I know. I mean, like, it's cool, like, because when we watch TV shows mm-hmm. and stuff from, like, the 70s, because I'm this retro-tastic, fantastic person. I don't know. And I don't know what I was trying to say there.
I'm this fantastic person.
Yeah! Exactly. So, you know, we're always watching things from the mm-hmm. 70s, which is my mom's, like, prime... Okay, I was going to say primal age, and that sounds weird. Prime.
Yes.
Yeah, well, like, you know, when she grew up, mm-hmm. basically. And she, you know, she would talk about, like, oh my gosh, I remember this. And it's, like, so cool, like, learning about, like, all the stuff that, like, I see, but I didn't really get to live through. But, like, she gets to tell me about. And I was kind of the same way with my grandma, too. And I was like, that's so amazing. Wow. And then it's weird to think that, like, man, they're probably processing this, like, oh my gosh, that was so long ago.
I wish I could hear, like, stories from my only living grandparent. Or, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, other older people in my family. But they never, like, talk about the past. Just, like, I don't really know anything.
That's so sad.
So, like, I mean, like, I hear some stuff from my mom, but it's, like, not enough to, like, really know.
Not enough to create a biography.
Yeah, like, barely even a page. Like, well, maybe not a page, but barely, like, even, like, 2 pages.
A paragraph.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But.
Gosh. It's weird. That's so sad. I feel like because, like, not really my whole family, but, like, mainly my mom and my grandparents talk about, like, our history a lot. So, like, my grandparents, oh my gosh, they were great people. So, like, my grandpa, I learned this literally on his birthday. Oh my gosh. When I'm realizing that it was, oh my gosh, it was 2018. Because I was going to say last year, and then I'm like, no.
Dang.
Ah! Okay, anyway, beside the point. I'm realizing that I'm, like, 2 years behind. So in 2018 on his birthday, because he was in the hospital, so we went to visit him, and I was showing him my portfolio, all that jazz, and then he started talking about, like, stuff he did, and, like, because I was telling him about cities I want to go to, and, you know, he was saying, yeah, I used to, like, we went to Montreal before, and, like, it was so pretty, stuff like that, and then he started talking about, like, his career, mm-hmm. and I didn't know that he met, like, George Bush's father.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, because he was a political, oh my gosh, what was he? For the, something for the conservative
Dang.
Party. Like, he was a political advisor? I think, I don't know. And he met, like, Ronald Reagan's daughter?
I thought you were going to say dog.
Yeah. I have to ask my mom. I'm blanking. Oh, crap. But, like, he met, like, you know, important people. And that's I was cool. like, that's amazing, man. And then my grandma, like, knew almost everything and anything under the sun and was always learning stuff because she was a teacher for years, decades. So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's pretty interesting. And they would tell me, like, all the stuff that happened in their jobs and stuff. And then my mom would talk about, like, her life before that man that should not be named, but apparently I have his, like, DNA. I don't know.
yeah. Yeah, what's blood anyways?
Honestly, though, yes. Yeah, so, like, she'll talk about that. I mean, she will talk about, like, in the 90s, days.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just the 90s.
It just sounded like I was, like, having a stroke. 90s, days.
Yeah.
Basically, like, when I was kind of born, I don't know. And then... Oh, and then, yeah, my grandpa would always never fail to bring up how I disturbed his slumber because I was born in 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I decided to push my way out of my mother, but...
I know, I mean, maybe I wanted to stay in there. Maybe I was comfy.
Honestly, but... you were warm, you were fed, a little wet, but, you know.
A little... I got to swim.
Got to swim.
I can't swim anymore.
Didn't have to worry about her. Like,
you're right. everything was doing. I was doing swimmingly in there. Oh, puns. yeah, I was doing great, and I didn't have to worry about credit card debt. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I'd hope not as a baby.
That would be concerning. Or, like, these colleges coming after you. Yeah, you owe money. And I'm like, but I didn't even go to college. I've been in a stomach.
Not even a stomach.
I've been in a utero. Uterus. Whatever.
Yes.
I was eaten by my mother. You see, I was eaten by my mother. I don't know why it makes it sound like, you know, the mom just went to McDonald's one day and then all of a sudden, like, that burger was like a baby burger and then the burger grew into a baby.
Mid-bite.
I don't know. Exactly.
I mean, it happens, you know. Just kidding.
That's called food children. Food babies.
You're right. That makes sense.
Exactly. But really, it's just a big dookie in the end.
Those are always good.
I don't know why I'm thinking about, like, okay, this podcast is going to get so TMI, but, but, like, you know, those dookies where basically it looks like a weird shape and you're like, interesting.
Weird how?
Art. Like, I don't know, it'll look like maybe a face.
What?
Or something.
What do you mean?
Like, sculpted faces before you, like, actually mold them into something.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like that, I guess.
How wide
like,
are they?
There's
how
wide are poops? It depends. I drink so much coffee.
I have never heard of a poo looking like a face or a person or anything. I mean, when you said weird shapes, I assumed you meant, like, when people say, you know, when it's like an S, it's healthy or something.
Oh, like a
yeah.
snake.
But,
yeah.
like, a face, I think you're pooping some demons. I don't know.
Yeah, get them out of my soul.
Yeah.
I need to be cleansed.
I don't know if, well, you've watched Harry Potter, right?
I've watched like the first. Okay, this is weird. So I've watched like the first three.
Well, that's enough then.
I was gonna say episodes, and then I saw like the last movie, which like a weird mix. But yes, I've seen some.
Then you do you remember like when Voldemort was coming about, and he was like on the back of that guy's head at first? He had like a head wrap. I don't know. He was just like. Well, either way, there's, like, this part in the first, I think it's the first movie, when Voldemort is coming about, and this one guy that had, like, a head wrap on, like, Voldemort was, like, his head was, his face was forming outside of that guy's, like, the back of his head.
Oh, there goes his blood.
The back of the guy's bald head, and I immediately thought of your poo, like, forming that Voldemort face. I can send you I'm talking about, but that's what I imagine.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared.
And, like, so when you said you see a face, I'm, like, seeing this Voldemort appearance when he's, like, beginning to come about. And I'm like, that's terrifying.
That is terrible. Oh gosh. Once you, like, but I'm telling you, once you get addicted to coffee, it makes you see some strange things. In your toilet.
All right.
A quote.
And maybe the coffee, not
yes.
I'm gonna send you what I'm talking about. I'm saving images right now. It's just.
Oh god.
It's kind of disturbing to imagine it in poo.
Ew.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm not ready.
But this is when he had a. It's weird because he had a nose at first.
At first. Then it just went away.
Basically. But yeah, that's what I was imagining. Just like. But, you know, a little brown or a green. I don't know. I don't know what you eat. But like. Just. That's what I pictured. My mind goes to strange places.
Now I'm like, I think I should see a doctor.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and on that note, I think, we're at, like, 62 minutes, so an hour, which is normally, I guess, a podcast episode.
Wow!
It was basically like a job interview, but fun!
True. You're not sweating. Hyperventilating. Oh.
I mean, I was gonna say, I was like, well, you're the one to talk. I'm actually sweating right now.
From nerves, I should say.
I know. Okay, that's much better. And mine is just because the AC, I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
You Gucci hey, fans.
Hey.
What's going on?
Outro song.
I know that's what I was going to say. That should be your ending theme. I appreciate Oh gosh. But yes, thank you for tuning in to, the Mets versus the Yankees. Sorry if that title is misleading. It's not a sports podcast. We just love different teams. But we're on the same team. A team called Life.
For now.
So beautiful.
I don't know.
What? This took a turn. but yes, catch us on Spotify, on the iTunes, on
I keep getting notifications and your voice is glitching.
The
bitch is repeating the same word and it's like, I'm like,
oh no! I'm glitching in French. Why we're actually
we
that would be actually really cool.
Oh my gosh, it actually
we
broken. Do you hear the notifications when they come? Oh, no. I don't know. Oh, okay, good.
No. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so yeah, we will do podcasts. We'll post them every Monday at,
yes,
I don't know what time, whenever we feel like it. Yes. But enjoy our
it went to so many different each week. I don't even know what to summarize.
I know. Our life is one big TV show. Sure.
Okay.
That is the title. But I don't know. That's the piece. Sure. For now.
Goodbye.
Talk to you guys later. Goodbye. So long. Farewell. Don't want to get copyrighted. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, okay.
Goodbye. Ta-ta.
Au revoir.
Yeah.